Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello all of you beautiful people, Jules here for WhatCulture.com, and listen, I am a busy man and I know that you are too, so let's cut to the chase. Video game bosses, we love them, we hate them, sometimes we rate them, but this is the thing, we're busy people, we got a lot to get on with, and sometimes we just want a boss that'll go down in a few seconds, Uwe Vicker. So let's take a look at them. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 video game bosses that you can beat in seconds. Number 10, Mark III from Hitman Blood Money. Now, though the Hitman games don't have boss fights in the traditional sense, the more challenging assassination targets in each game are effectively complex puzzles which require players to devise creative solutions in order to get the job done. In Hitman Blood Money, the penultimate mission tasks players with infiltrating the White House and taking down both the malevolent Vice President and the game's secondary antagonist, Mark III. After dealing with the Vice President, you need to schlep your way to the Oval Office to encounter Mark Cubed, leading to a brief cutscene. After the cutscene, he'll trigger an explosion as he attempts to escape, requiring players to head to the roof to track him down. But actually, there's a far easier way to kill him in just 2 seconds. Just before you enter the Oval Office, switch to first-person view. This will cause the game to immediately return to the first-person perspective after the cutscene, giving you a small window of time to shoot the guy point-blank with your silver baller right before he can detonate the bomb. Easy peasy, and in home time for lasagna. Number 9. The Alligator, Resident Evil 2. There are a few Resident Evil bosses more memorable than the giant bloody alligator which terrorizes you in the sewers beneath Raccoon City. To beat this boss the old-fashioned way, you'll need to unload a pretty healthy amount of your ammo into this oversized handbag, unless of course you opt for this awesome shortcut. While running back down the sewer corridor, you'll come across a blinking red light just begging you to interact with it. Doing so will release a giant gas canister which the alligator will then sink its teeth into. So as it approaches, just fire some rounds into the gator's face and it will be instantly transformed into a bloody rain of barbecued meat. If you know what you're doing, you can use this method to defeat the alligator in just 20 or 30 seconds rather than wasting several minutes and a ton of ammo on it. In the recent remake, however, the alligator encounter is far less of a typical fight, given that you only need to just basically run towards the camera and dodge its attacks, and it will grab the canister all by itself. The absolute mug. Number 8. Darth Maul, Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace. Given that Darth Maul's hasty, underwhelming death in Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace is often cited as one of the film's biggest flaws, it's fitting that the licensed video game actually allows players to replicate this all-too-brief showdown. Unsurprisingly, Darth Maul serves as the game's final boss, with the player controlling Obi-Wan as he seeks to avenge his fallen Jedi Master, Qui-Gon Jinn. There are numerous ways to win this fight, most commonly just battering him with a lightsaber duel or just hammering him with a flurry of proton torpedoes, but there is an altogether much easier and much more hilarious method that you can try. If you're quick, you can spam your force push powers a few times to shove Maul into the bottomless pit in the middle of the room, wrapping up the entire fight in less time than it takes to have a sip of coffee. Granted, it doesn't always work 100% because this game is, let me check my notes here, oh yes, made out of hot garbage, and Maul may indeed end up flipping away from danger, but if you're quick off the mark, you've got a good chance to end this thing in record time. Number 7. Viktor Marchenko, Deus Ex Mankind Divided. Deus Ex Mankind Divided's final boss encounter sees Adam Jensen take on the tanky bullet sponge known as Viktor Marchenko. And though players can skip the entire fight altogether by seeking out the hidden kill switch and pressing it to detonate the bomb inside Marchenko's head, that will also invalidate your pacifist run if you are trying to go for one. So for those trying the non-lethal route, there's actually a hilariously easy way to end the fight in around 10 seconds. Just go into stealth, stun him with an electric shock, and then move in for a melee takedown. That is literally it. Most players actually stumbled across this solution themselves through sheer ingenuity, leaving them colossally disappointed that the game wrapped up with such an underwhelming final showdown. Number 6. The Phantom Train. Final Fantasy VI. Final Fantasy VI's infamous Phantom Train boss can be a tough, if not impossible, fight if you dare to battle it straight up, but players can actually end the fight in a single turn if they consider the fact that they're fighting an undead enemy. Undead enemies can be vanquished by hurling a phoenix down at them, an object typically used for reviving KO'd foes, which will result in the Phantom Train's defeat in a speedy 20 seconds flat. It may lack the satisfaction of actually doing it the correct way, but life's too damn short. If you still want to spice things up a little though, then maybe you can have Sabin suplex the train before you put it out of its misery. You know you want to. Number 5. Professor Nakagama, Borderlands 2, Sir Hammerlock's Big Game Hunt. I don't even know if you can consider this a fight, because the man literally falls down some stairs and he dies. It's 8 seconds and you don't do anything. He kills himself technically, or gravity does it for you. Ridiculous, 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 hilarious, ridiculous. Number 4, Mom, The Binding of Isaac. Before we begin, can we just say how weird it is to have a British person saying Mom? It's Mum, M-U-M, Mum. Mom sounds odd. Anyway, The Binding of Isaac is a game defined by its crushing difficulty, that is for sure. And that definitely applies to the boss battle against Mom, a skill-checking boss encounter which most players will only beat after dozens, if not hundreds, of gut-wrenching deaths. But there is actually a cheesy way to end the fight before it even starts. If you've got a fully charged Bible ready to go, you can instantly explode Mom into gibby chunks in a square second. Yes, it's cheap as hell, and most hardcore Binding of Isaac players will sneer at you for even entertaining the thought of using a Bible, but it's undeniably helpful in a pinch. The same trick also works against Mom's heart, though if you try to use a Bible on Satan, you'll end up wasting yourself instead. Whoops. Number 3. Yu Yevon, Final Fantasy X. Boss fights don't come much more anticlimactic than Final Fantasy X's Yu Yevon, the leader of ancient Xanarkand, the creator of Sin, and the father of Unalaska. As badass as all that might sound, Yu Yevon appears before players as a pathetic, floating, scarab-like insect, and the ensuing boss fight is one that players have virtually no chance at all of dying to. All Yu Yevon really does to hinder your progress down is heal himself, but if you cast Zombie Attack and then follow up by throwing a phoenix down at him, you can waste him in just a single turn. There's no method for beating Yu Yevon that results in a satisfying boss fight, so you know what, you might as well just breeze through it as fast as possible, right? Number 2. The End, Metal Gear Solid 3, Snake Eater. Now, we all know about how you can use the internal clock of your PlayStation to move things forward and have him die of old age. We know about that, but let's talk about the one that most people don't actually talk about as much for some weird reason, even though it is utterly hilarious. Earlier on in the game, you'll be able to see The End in his wheelchair, asleep and just minding his own business. And once the cutscene ends, you've got a few seconds in which you can whip out your sniper rifle and blast him in the skull before he's wheeled away, ending the fight before it ever began. A bit cheap, yes, but still, at the same time, haha, ha 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 ha. But be careful though, because the last laugh might actually be from his wheelchair, because a successful kill against him will detonate the wheelchair, catapulting one of its wheels directly in your face unless you swiftly haul ass. In mere seconds, you can forego a boss fight which stumped many players for hours, and when you pass through the forest for the boss fight later on, you'll instead face off against the comparatively trivial Ocelot unit. And number 1. Skull Kid, The Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask. Skull Kid is the primary antagonist in The Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask, even if in complete fairness he's utterly helpless and under the control of the real evil, which is indeed Majora's Mask, which attempts to manipulate Skull Kid into destroying Termina. Anyone expecting an epic battle between Link and Skull Kid was probably left a touch underwhelmed by the, boss fight, if you can call it that, that follows. As you go to confront Skull Kid, a 5-minute timer appears at the bottom of the screen, suggesting a frantic ticking clock before Skull Kid drops the moon on Termina. But all you really need to do is go to the menu, select the Oath to Order, and play it. And this leads to Skull Kid passing out, and that's all she wrote. Granted, you then have a proper endgame boss fight against Majora's Mask itself, but it's still pretty hilarious that Skull Kid takes such a quick fall, and that you can only really lose by doing nothing for 5 minutes.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.